President Trump's now backing a lawsuit that would invalidate the entire Affordable Care Act, and that's promising to make health care a major election issue next year. And Wyoming Republicans are fine with that. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
On the campaign trail back in 2016, then businessman and reality TV star Donald Trump promised to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. But Republicans failed to in the last session of Congress when they controlled both chambers of Congress. They did wipe out the law's mandate that everyone has to have health insurance. And the administration tried to invalidate the law's requirements that insurance companies can't discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions. Now the president is backing a lawsuit that would wipe out the entire Affordable Care Act.
I think Obamacare is unconstitutional.
That's Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who supports Trump's move to get the courts to shred the entire law, including its protections for people with pre-existing conditions. However, Cheney says she supports that provision, and she says Republicans are going to go to the mat in this health care fight.
We, as a party, are going to be on offense. The Democrats are going to continue to peddle this notion, this lie, that somehow Republicans don't want to cover people with pre-existing conditions. They're doing that because they don't want people focused on a couple of things. Number one, what a train wreck Obamacare has been.
But Democrats say Republican leaders like Cheney and Trump are trying to pull the wool over the eyes of the American people. Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey says the fact that Republican leaders are now trying to invalidate all of Obamacare reveals how their party doesn't actually want to provide health care to all Americans.
Well, it's frankly not surprising. I mean, if you look at what, the Republicans have been doing the last couple of years, it's very consistent. They want to rip it away, and they've never come up with an alternative that is in any way comparable.
Casey says Democrats will be on the offensive themselves regarding health care. He says his party is going to hammer home to voters how GOP leaders want to end pre-existing condition coverage while also not offering a viable alternative.
Part of the reason for that is it's just not high on their priority list. It's going to be a huge issue in the election. They have, in my judgment, very little prospect of protecting or preserving pre-existing conditions protections. They'll say it, but they got to prove it, and they haven't been able to do that.
Those charges irritate many Republicans, especially Wyoming's junior senator, John Barrasso.
People in Wyoming who know me as a doctor and know my wife, Bobby, is a breast cancer survivor, having been through 3 operations and chemotherapy twice, know that as a doctor and a husband, I'm very committed to make sure everyone with a pre-existing condition continues with their coverage.
Barrasso says it should be no secret that the GOP wants to wipe Obamacare off the books, but that doesn't mean they don't want to replace it.
What's happening now around the country is I continue to hear, and was in Wyoming this past weekend, of people that are left down by the promises of Obamacare because the rates have gone up so high, insurance is unaffordable.
As for what's politically possible now that Democrats control the House, Barrasso says he's hopeful the two parties can keep tackling the relatively low-hanging fruit that's weighing down the current healthcare system.
There are things we can do to lower drug costs, and the president has done a number of those things. We have, in a bipartisan way, eliminated the gag rule on pharmacists, so patients can now talk to pharmacists about finding ways to get cheaper costs.
And now, basically all of the Democrats running for president are embracing so-called Medicare for All proposals that aim to eventually put most all Americans on government-administered health plans. Congresswoman Cheney says the far-left turn of the Democratic Party will come back to bite them.
In addition to all that, if you think Obamacare is bad, just wait for the next shoe to drop, which for the Democrats is Medicare for All. You know, they want the government in charge of everybody's health care, and they don't want to talk about it. They can't even get a budget put together because it's so expensive. The combination of their, government takeover of health care and the Green New Deal means they can't get a budget put on the floor.
President Trump now says the GOP will wait until after the 2020 election to try to overhaul the health care system again, a strategy Cheney supports.
The president has made very clear that Republicans are going to be focused on making sure that people have choices, have access, have affordable care, but that we're in a situation where they get to make those decisions, not this one-size-fits-all federal government. And we're going to continue working on that both here in the House and in the Senate.
While the extreme wings of the two parties want to either invalidate Obamacare or put everyone on government-run health insurance, there is a bipartisan group of lawmakers looking for a path to try and stabilize the current system. But with 2020 politics already heating up, it's unlikely party leaders can bridge the ideological divide in the near future. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.